question. And look, not the Jordan Love practiced on a limited basis edition. Where in the world is Mark Tauscher today edition? The Brewers are NL Central champs again. Edition. Come see what's brewing. And I'm a little worried now because Jesse is getting into cocky Brewers fan take shots at council mode. And I'm a little worried about the juju and the karma that he might be creating addition. Also, this is a Packers-centric show, so while we will talk Brewers, the big news around here on this program, Jordan Love taking part in practice. What does that mean? And what exactly did he do? Apparently, it's a matter of national security, so we don't have very much information to share on that addition. And the scheduled to appear. Now, Jesse, you've confirmed he is not retiring from the journalism game like Woj, right? Jeff Passan's going to keep doing this for a while?
I guess I haven't confirmed for a while. He's doing it today, so.
Okay, that's really all that matters to us. Edition of Wilde and Tausch, a 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios and frozen in his undisclosed location. He is the Packers Hall of Famer, and either that or he's just very good at staying still on the video stream. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Jason. I'm trying to figure out, first off, is 7 o'clock early? Is 7 o'clock early?
No, 7 o'clock's not early. Maybe on the weekend it's early.
So I would think, yeah, it's a Thursday today, right?
It is.
I'm all discombobulated. I'm just confused because old boy is supposed to meet me at 6:45. I had a great little fireplace vista that I'm trying to set up at, and there is nobody moving at this place. It is dead. And I just was wondering, you know what? I know, you know, we get up early. Is it different on the West Coast? Is it different? Is 7 o'clock super early? And I don't think it is, but try to get a cup of coffee around here? Nope. Try to find old boy to get me by his fireplace? Nope. So I'm kind of flying blind until old boy gets here. So just wanted to give you guys a
heads up.
That's why I'm frozen.
Who is old boy?
My buddy that I met at this wine tasting. He's one of the big dogs here. And that's, you know, he's like, oh, this would be a great spot for you to do your pod. And I said, awesome. So let's do it. And now yeah, I got a really good spot. I'm right in the middle of this vineyard, but I don't know how
that is nice.
How good the reception's going to be. That's pretty. It's very pretty, but
it's beautiful.
I'm hoping it's a little choppy, so got my fingers crossed until we get a better alternative.
All right. Well, we'll let you take a brief break and not having to talk while you're choppy in your vineyard because Jesse is our resident Brewers guy. I mean, Jeff Passan, if he could join us more frequently, would have that title. But, Jesse, you went down the slide, and now the Packers. I knew I was going to do that because that's all we ever talk about on this show. The Brewers have slid into the playoffs. But you're getting, again, I'm not here to tell you how to fan because that's not my job, and it would be wrong of me to do that. But right here, I'm reading it. Brewers win the NL Central with a Craig Council Chicago Cubs loss to the Oakland A's. If that's not justice, I don't know what is.
How sweet is that? We were talking in the office yesterday afternoon with the Cubs playing at 1:20 against the Oakland Athletics of all teams, which makes it even better. I think that the Brewers have earned the NL Central division title this year, obviously. Like, they've played fantastic baseball all season long, wire to wire. The celebration was on. All the guys were talking about it last night. The undaunted word that's been floated by Pat Murphy all year describing the team. But how appropriate is it that the Brewers clinch the division title with a Craig Counsell Chicago Cubs loss to the Oakland Athletics? I was pulling for that yesterday. And the way it played out yesterday, it was just perfect. Just perfect. The Cubs lose, you win the division there, and then they walk off the Phillies for good measure to celebrate the division title after the game anyway. Like, it was a win-win all around. Playing loose, fastball Freddy had a nice outing on the mound, keeping the Phillies to one run. Bullpen was great. It was really emblematic of the entire season. Jackson Churio leadoff triple in the bottom of the ninth. Scores on the Bauer single to win it, and the celebration was on. Fantastic night to be a Milwaukee Brewers fan.
So I'm looking at the NL playoff picture, okay? The division leaders, obviously the Brewers who have clinched their division, the Dodgers and the Phillies. Now, there are how many wild cards that get into the playoffs?
Three.
And right now, if the season ended today, those three would be the Padres, the Diamondbacks, and the Mets. And as we have seen, as Major League Baseball playoffs expanded. If you're, I got to see just a bit outside. Back then, man, you won your division, you played the champion of the other division, and then you went to the World Series. It is not a direct line like that. So do any of those teams, and the Cubs have faded sufficiently that we're not worried about them getting a wild card spot. Now it's over.
The only question is whether the Braves are going to get in. I think the Braves and Mets are kind of contending for that last spot. Everybody else is pretty set. That's what it's going to be.
It looks like the Braves are two games back of the Diamondbacks and the Mets. They're both 84 and 68. The Braves are 82 and 70. Do any of those teams concern you? Because you seem to be brimming with confidence, and that tends to be a less than ideal strategy given your fandom.
Understandable. All the teams concern me, which is exactly where I want to be. I don't want to be in a situation like a couple of years ago when the Miami Marlins were into the playoffs as a 6 seed, and you're like, oh, the Marlins. Last year, the Diamondbacks snuck in as the 6 seed. Well, we see how that went.
Right.
Swept the Brewers, got all the way to the World Series. All the teams concern me, which is exactly where I want to be as a Brewers fan, because that means it emphasizes even more you want the first round bye and not have to play in those wild card games where it's best 2 out of 3 and 13 of 16 2 out of 3 series in the playoffs going back to 2020 have been 2-game sweeps. So you got to win game one or you're toast.
Yeah. Like,
so they all concern me. I want the Brewers to be the number 2 seed or the number 1 seed. Obviously, that'd be fantastic, but get a first round bye. And if they don't, I think they're in the right mentality this year where it won't be like, well, we can take care of the Diamondbacks and then we'll move on in the playoffs. Like, it's going to be ready to go out of the gates. And that's exactly where you want to be. I don't want to have the confidence of, well, we'll take care of the Padres. They're nothing special. Oh, the Braves have been limping to the finish line. They snuck in. We're good. All these teams, you can make justifications for being legitimate contenders, which is why it's a good place to be where you're not overconfident about anything going into the playoffs.
All right. For those of you who are curious, there's 10 games left for everybody. The Brewers at 88 and 64 are 3 games back of the Phillies for the top spot and 2 games back of the Dodgers for the second spot. So, will they get a bye, Jesse Nelson?
No, I don't think they're going to.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to either.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. If they could have swept the Phillies, I think they would have been in business for a first-round bye. The loss on Tuesday night, I think it's going to it puts them in a tough spot. Phillies have the Mets this weekend. A couple of those games on ESPN Radio. So if the Phillies do lose, like if the Mets sweep the Phillies as they're hot and trying to get into the postseason, the Brewers would have a chance. But it's the Philly schedule next week is pretty straightforward. Like, it doesn't look like they're going to be able to catch either of those teams.
Tausch, I feel like you are wake me in September guy. Are you awake now?
I'm awake. So, Jesse, are you going to be where? What's our goal here? Like, I know we want to win a World Series. Where are we going to be if
that's
the Brewers
the goal.
Get beat? If the Brewers get beat in the first round, are we? Oh, shucks. Well, we're a small market. Like, that's I guess that's where, because this is a unbelievable season that this team just put together. Mm-hmm. One of the best. Homer put that out there last couple weeks ago. What a surprise. We all kind of thought, you know, trade your pitcher, other best pitcher gets hurt, all, you know, all that stuff that you factor in. And where are we at? What is our expectations as Brewers fans, casual or every day? Is it if you win one series? Because, yeah, I don't think they're going to get the first round bye. I think they're going to have to play a three-game set, and Lord knows that's kind of a coin
toss. Short series.
Where are we at? I'll be really disappointed. It's not a lost season because it's obviously exciting and was fun to watch this team. This was a gritty – this was. This is a gritty team. But if they don't – are we just to the point where it's let's just enjoy whatever they give us? Or is it – man, they need to advance and do some big things. Where are we at?
What a great question.
Thanks.
I think it's exactly the same as we were with the Green Bay Packers going into the playoffs in January. I think you look at, wow, that exceeded expectations this year.
So
that's
Jesse,
awesome.
When are we not gonna be a house money team then? Because the Packers, like, there's no more house money. That's over.
No, absolutely not.
This is the golden era of Brewers baseball. We have had a lot of division championships. We've gotten to the NLCS. Are we just kind of come to grips that because, and we had this discussion earlier this year. Are we just come to grips? It's really going to be difficult because we can't compete payroll-wise. Is that just the mindset that we have?
I don't think it's been a house money feeling for Brewers fans since 2018, maybe. Like 19, they got
you
into.
Just said
this you year just said is the exception to that, but all of the other seasons, this one refresh. It's just like the Green Bay Packers. Yeah, as long as Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback, it's not house money. You expect to contend for a championship. Craig Counsell leaves. Corbin Burns gets dealt to the Orioles. Brandon Woodruff's out for the season. Yelich goes down in August. Pat Murphy takes over. You have no idea what he's like the Jordan Love of the Milwaukee Brewers. You had no idea what you were going to get from Pat Murphy as a manager this year. Maybe
you're
that's
not wrong.
A direct comparison, but there's a similarity
one
there.
One plays and one manages,
yes,
but fair.
Very
yes.
different, but similar. So this year feels like house money, just like 2023 felt like house money for the Green Bay Packers getting into the playoffs. And then once you beat Dallas and once you have a lead on San Francisco into the second half, then you start feeling like it's not house money anymore. But until that point, if the Brewers go up with a 1-0 series lead on the Dodgers in the NLCS or the NLDS, whatever they end up playing them in, then you start to say, okay, this is starting to feel like the Packers in San Francisco in January.
Don't you think the expectations have been ratcheted up by the fact that they
yes.
won the division? Like
what did you say, Jason? 88-64? First team to clinch the division?
Yeah, 88-64.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, it just
they've
feels
had their
like...
Dallas. They've had their Dallas already. Like
who has?
The Packers or the Brewers have had their Dallas. I know, so I'm
they
struggling.
They haven't played a playoff game.
Right,
yet.
But winning the division is them, okay. in the Packers' parlance, beating the Cowboys. Because them winning the division, yeah, I think it is. I think
beating the Bears at the end of the season was their winning the division. Mm. They got into the playoffs. This is you can't equate winning a regular season title to winning a playoff game. It's
I think the expect because there weren't the expectations. Even after they beat the Bears, right? They were going on the road. There was hope. There's expectations there are more expectations for the Milwaukee Brewers right now, this moment, after clinching the division, than there were going into Dallas against a team that hadn't lost at home all year, highest scoring offense in the league. That's all I'm saying is that from an expectation, that's where it is. You're right. They haven't won a playoff game. I get that. They haven't won a playoff series. That makes this a you're the king of the analogy. That makes my analogy tougher to sell. My point is, from the expectation game perspective, the expectations are there now. The expectations for the Packers began after they kicked the crap out of the Cowboys. The fact that they've gone 88-64 has them in the same expectation. Unless, hey, if you're a Brewers fan and you think I'm wrong about this, please tell me. 844-770-3776. But that's the feeling I get from my Brewers fan friends is that the expectations have begun. And they are a cute, nice, heartwarming story of the manager leaves for the big city and your two best pitchers, neither of them is available. One's because he's playing for another team. The other one is a season-ending surgery before the season began. They are a great story. No one denies that. I'm sure Jeff Passan will confirm that for us. But the bottom line is that from my experience with Brewers fans that surround me, the expectations are already there. And when the Packers got into the playoffs, it was a celebration last year that they made the playoffs in a rebuilding year. But the expectations, to me, didn't kick in until they went and beat the Cowboys. And then it was like, oh, okay, they could do this. I think they're already there with the Brewers. That's my opinion.
It just feels like we're always kind of giving ourselves an out.
Yep.
As Brewers fans.
I agree with you.
And I get it. It's a different model. I understand that. But this is a really good team. And I think they have higher expectations than maybe we as fans have, it happens, but it seems really glaring to me when we talk Brewers. That's all.
I don't disagree. You always have expectations for Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I was trading text messages yesterday with my guy Ryan up here. He's checking in on the window, and he's got some other stuff he's got for us. We're really they just go above and beyond. It's
got
like
some stuff going on.
Hitting for the cycle, I hear.
Or winning the division. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They are the window and door equivalent of hitting for the cycle, winning the division. Getting a championship. Pella manufactures all of their own products. Each one of those products gets tested thousands of times to ensure that it withstands the test of time. And quality craftsmanship and innovative design are built into every Pella product for timeless beauty and performance. Order by September 30th. Get as low as $18 a window, $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today to get started.
We will continue a little more Brewers conversation, but then we will get into Jordan Love practicing and what that may mean for Sunday in Tennessee. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. It's a beautiful.
Jesse, you're the baseball historian, recent history historian on this panel, right? You follow baseball pretty closely.
Since when is that?
Yeah, he's a baseball fan. Yeah, he went down the slide.
What is he, Kent Burns?
Okay. I don't know if I'd paint myself as
Kenny Burns over here.
I don't know if I'd paint myself as a historian, but like you guys are much better at the 80s catchers than I am.
Yeah,
no
this
doubt
is not 80s
that.
Catchers. This is the question I have. So what year was it that the Kansas City Royals won the World Series with Ned Yost as their manager? Small market team, not expected to be as good as they were. Or didn't they go to the playoffs the year before as a surprise?
Yeah, in 14 they made it to Game 7 of the World Series before losing to the Giants. But they made it in, and that was one of the wild card games. It was like the greatest baseball game I've ever seen. Oakland and Kansas City in the wild card game. It was like 11-9 extra innings, crazy game. And they ended up using that to get all the way to the World Series. Game 7, they lost to San Francisco. Then they won it the following year against the Mets.
So they went into the 15 season with expectations because of what they'd done the previous year. But that 14 team, and again, this is not Kansas City Sports Radio, I understand that. But I am curious, what does it take? And again, I'm not speaking for Brewers fans, so feel free to chime in on the text line, 844-770-3776, and set me straight. I am not pretending that I know exactly of what I speak here. But I'd be curious if there was a similar mentality among Royals fans in 2014 of, hey, we're pretty good, but we don't have any expectations to get to the World Series, and suddenly they do, right? And suddenly they're in a Game 7. Like, I want to believe. I don't have any doubt that the expectations are higher for this team, certainly than they were at the beginning of the season. I saw a video last night of Pat Murphy talking Tausch and said, you know, don't be surprised if these guys believe themselves right into contention. And it turned out that's exactly what they did. I mean, they've got 10 games left, and they've played really, really well to put themselves in this position. I just think it is a hurdle mentally for a fan base or for those of us that talk about sports for a living to get past the expectations of years and years and years, right? And they've been to the playoffs a bunch now, and we are in the golden age, but ultimately we tend to expect disappointment. And Tausch, I don't know how you get over that. Maybe that's what it was like for other sports franchises too that I'm not thinking of, but it's hard for me to see a sudden shift of, hey, we're the big dogs, we're going to go win this thing.
Yeah, it's not about being the big dogs, though. It's about, man, we're really good. And you have these opportunities are so hard to come by. You know, climbing the mountain to win an event. Baseball is a whole different animal because you have 162 games. It's a roller coaster up and down. And when you position yourself like the Brewers have, and I know 10 games left, 2 games back of the Dodgers, it would be awesome to find a way in there. So you don't have to play that first round. You can set your rotation and everything like that. But I just sense the money component to this and the big market. You don't feel that in football. And we utilize that a lot. And it is a very people say don't make excuses. Well, those are facts. And it does matter. And it is important to the game of baseball. But it isn't the determining factor. It's a big part of getting there. But once you're in the postseason, that means you validated that you're good enough. And baseball always has been a little fluky when it comes to the postseason. And I always just feel like we always have this in our back pocket, that if the Brewers get beat, it's, well, you slam that little card down on the table and say, well, we're a small market. What a great season we did. And all I'm always asking is why we don't do that in the other sports. We don't do that with the Milwaukee Bucks. We certainly don't do that with the Green Bay Packers. That is for darn sure.
You're right.
So that's, I guess, the question I have. I don't know why, other than the fact that it's such a big gap because one team can, you know, Shohei's probably making what the Brewers' payroll is. So that, I guess, is the difference. But I just wish we didn't always reach in our back pocket once we see something going wrong to flop that card down, because it could be painful. It could suck.
Yeah.
But it could be glorious. And I feel like we're always leaning on the, well, I don't know. It's the Brewers. It's just we're so lucky that the organization is so good that we can position, but we don't have the horses to do it. And that might end up being the case, but it might not. And the fact that we kind of have that written in excuse always seems to – I always wonder why that is. We don't fully let ourselves go like we do with the Green Bay Packers or the Milwaukee Bucks.
Mike in Milwaukee texts in, I lived in Kansas City at the time. That was a buildup of young talent, so it's a little bit different. Again, I don't think Jackson Churio is certainly a part of a buildup of young talent, but I'm not sure that coming out of spring training we had these expectations for this team. Now, I would ask this.
We didn't.
They're not a team. They are not sneaking into the playoffs here. They are walking out with their chest puffed out through the door. Not as much as the Dodgers or the Phillies might be, but certainly they are walking through the door. They're not sneaking in a window to get a Pella window, but it would be more secure than the window they'd be sneaking in into the playoffs. So that does change the dynamic, too. They are not a surprise team that snuck in. Nick and boy, I didn't realize we were big in Boston.
Of course we're big in Boston, huh?
They showed a graphic after the game last night that we have the fourth most division titles since 2018, only behind the Astros, Braves, and Dodgers. All those other teams got over the hump. Yeah, he's right. They definitely did. And you would love for them to do that. I do think, and Tausch, I'm not faulting anyone for thinking this way, but it does cause it. If this was a year where they had Burns and Woodruff from the start, and they did the they have the exact same record. I don't know if the it would be easier to be thinking big than when we started coming out of February or March or whatever, and the manager is saying, don't look now, but they might believe themselves into contention. You know, I just think that you talk about the expectation game all the time. It's hard to forget the expectations at the beginning of the season, but you have to do it because the expectations now are vastly, vastly different.
That, you know what? That seems like 6 years ago. You know, baseball seasons are long, and yes, in the beginning, the injuries, the trade, all that, that's gone. It's over. This is a whole new team. Yelly's been out for, what, a month or two now?
Yeah.
This team, it's just, this team has got it. And I don't know if it will have it when we get into the postseason. It's a whole different beast. But, man, I it's been – they're so gritty. They don't give in. And, you know, all of the stuff you talked about, the difference of youth, all – it's – why not? Why not?
Why Blues? Not us?
Why not?
Dale in Reedsburg exactly. Going biblical. As a Brewers fan, if we don't make it to the World Series this year, we may start feeling a lot like Moses. We made it through the Red Sea, but we may never be able to enter the Promised Land. You know, there were some extenuating circumstances from my biblical recollection that kept Moses out there. But be that as it may, I understand.
How was the payroll for Moses compared to...
He was a small market prophet. The idea of the position that the Brewers are in, Tausch is right. I mean, if you think the NFL Mount Everest is a hard climb, play 162 games a year and get to that point and then have to start the climb all over again. You are in a very special location, and our hope is that they are able to take advantage of that. Just like I was watching the celebration, and it appeared that they chose Tausch to spray around champagne and drink the Coors Light because you don't want to be wasting it by spraying it on each other.
No, you need to have it. Celebrate. Celebrate with a Coors Light, brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold package. Oh, baby, I love me some Coors Light. Make sure you have those Blue Mountains. Make sure I get the 16-ounce, the wide mouth. You can dump it over Uke's head. You can dump it over everybody's head. Celebrate and win. Celebrate responsibly, though. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We're going to play trivia now because we got so much still ahead on today's program. The Golden Age of Brewers Baseball is the category. The Milwaukee Brewers, as of right this moment, are 26 games? No. How many games over 500 are they?
22.
22 games over 500. So caller 22, just to make Jesse work a little bit. It is hard sometimes. I was looking at the wrong line. Caller 22. 8447. I could have said they've got 88 wins. Caller 88. Come on now. Caller 22, 844-770-3776. What?
They're actually 24 games over 500. 88 and 64.
Yes. Why did I listen to you?
Oh boy!
Well, he's the baseball historian. That's why. That's
now
why
we're getting something wrong with trivia. That's Kenny just the caller number for trivia.
All right, caller 24. Oh, they're 24 games over 500.
Feel bad for whoever caller 22 is going to be.
Tough break for you, but we got it right eventually. 24, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 24 plays trivia next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at titosvodka.com. Have you ever met it? Why don't we go talk about it somewhere only we know? This can be the end of everything. So why don't we go somewhere only we know? A simple thing.
Time for trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Dave in Verona. Dave, how you doing today?
I'm well, Jason. How are you?
I am fabulous. The category, as Tausch likes to call this era, is the golden age of Brewers baseball. Question number one is this. Which Brewers pitcher hit a home run off Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw in the 2018 NLCS? Was it Brandon Woodruff, Freddy Peralta, or Jamie Easterly?
I'll go with Mr. Woodruff, please.
Jesse gave me creative license there to go with, as I quote, insert Jason's favorite 80s Brewers pitcher here. I had a lot of choices there. Larry Sorensen, thought about him for a while.
Moose Haas.
Moose Haas.
Here we go.
One.
Moose
Haas.
The machine is fired
up.
Here
McClure.
We go.
Raleigh Fingers. Yeah. We've got all kinds of options.
Jerry Augustine.
Augie? We love Augie. Question two.
Yeah.
Dave, is this. Because otherwise we're going to keep going through names. I know we are. Since playing in the NLCS against the Dodgers in 2018, which of these is the only team the Brewers have defeated in a postseason game? Well, this isn't very positive.
Golden Age.
Okay, so since 2018 against the Dodgers, who's the only team the Brewers have beaten in a postseason game? Is it the Diamondbacks, the Braves, or the Rockies?
The Rockies.
Tricky.
Why is that tricky, Jesse?
So they beat the Rockies before playing the Dodgers in the 2018 NLCS.
Sketchy.
The only game they've won since then in the playoffs is game one of the 2021 NLDS against the Atlanta Braves.
Golden Age, huh?
Yeah. Two out of three against the Dodgers in the wild card round during the COVID season. They got swept in two. Diamondbacks last year swept them in two. And the 2019 wild card game, Trent Grisham error in right field against the Washington Nationals, who went on to win the World Series.
Golden Age. All right, let's bounce back. Question three, Dave, is this. Since the start of the 2018 season, and if you've noticed, all of this starts with 2018 because that was the first year of this golden age, right, Jesse?
That's correct.
Since the start of the 2018 season, he's my baseball historian, how many regular season games have the Brewers played in which they were already mathematically eliminated from playoff contention?
Whew. Oh, good God.
That's what I said. How many games have the Brewers played when they have been eliminated from playoff contention? Your choices are...
B.
Zero, two, or six. Are you sticking with B, Dave?
No, I want to go to C.
I gave you a chance, my friend.
That is unfortunate.
B was correct.
He kind of led me down the path there. You went anti-Moses on him. He took me.
Yeah, he did.
Don't put this on me, Isaac. All right, so the Brewers' playoff history, for those that are uninitiated, they have made the playoffs every year, 18, 19, 20, 21, not 22.
Every year except that one
23
year.
And 24. So they missed the playoffs in 22. They finished 86-76. And they were out of playoff contention, Jesse, for the final two
the
games.
The final two games, yep. And if you would have said, the question was designed simply to get to this point. If you would say at any point in my life, the Brewers will play seven seasons and only two of the games they play, they'll be mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. I would sign up for that every single time.
Hmm. Okay, well, that's what you would get, but you would also get zero playoff series wins since 2018, which is not exactly yesterday at this point, right?
That's also true.
All right, Dave, unfortunate, but again, it's been a rough week on trivia. So you got one right. That means you got two entries. Yeah. That kind of puts you in an okay spot for tomorrow's drawing. We appreciate you playing, man. Thanks.
Well, and I feel like I was very Brewer-esque playoff in my trivia effort today.
It was very apropos. Well, yes. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Thanks.
Sign me up for that success rate in the playoffs, Jesse. And sign you up. Well, you don't need it anymore now that you've slimmed down so much. But sign me up for maybe a Fortrea study so I can make some extra money.
Yes, indeed. You get a little extra money with Fortrea and a couple of big studies. Women currently breastfeeding, ages 18 to 45, BMI of 18 to 35, one stay, five nights, five follow-ups, $10,000. $125 for your time and participation. And this is Jason's favorite. Healthy adults, 18 to 60. BMI, 18 to 32. One stay, 14 nights. 11 follow-ups, $13,000. And how many dollars, Jason?
Six.
There you go. $13,006. Head to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com.
We may shift gears to the Packers at some point. It may be next. Stick around and find out. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
The 10 o'clock hour in a little bit with my question to Jordan Love and Matt LaFleur's. He was limited. Take that how you want. He was limited. And then Jordan Love saying, when asked what he did in practice, I was limited, and we'll leave it at that. We'll get to that coming up at the 10 o'clock hour, which is right around the corner. Jesse, Jess Tausch's point about this kind of, is it fair to call it a loser's mentality, that card that you're talking about us always playing as fans, Tausch? Is that a loser's mentality?
I would say it's polluted mindset mentality. I think we all want the Brewers to win, but I just think we have it in the back of our head that, well, it's not fair. Things aren't fair.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out, it's because it ain't fair. And we just don't feel that way about other sports. Take that for what it's worth. I will not say it's a loser's mentality. I think people feel justified in their thoughts on it because there's a lot of truth in it. But there have been other examples of teams that found a way to get it done. And the fact that, what did you say, Jesse, 2 games in 7 years that have not been playoff eligible. And we have not really – we haven't been back to a World Series. Yeah, that's – we should – that's all I'm saying.
Jesse, what do we have on the text line?
Jim on the South Side says, I think going into the season, expectations were low. A very young team without experienced pitching, especially with injuries, a wait-till-next-year mentality. Through the season, the team exceeded those expectations and now show promise for now. Huh, that sounds pretty familiar from Jim on the South Side. Around December or January, didn't we read like the exact same text message, just replace pitching with quarterback play? And I think you might be saying the exact same thing we were saying in January.
It's different. Last year was a total free year. And it's one of the only times you have it. Brewers, that's not the case. Every year we kind of have the same. This is a more surprising year because of all the change and the loss of two stud pitchers. But you take that out of the equation, nothing has changed. You have that cloud over you of, well, payroll-wise, we just can't compete with Philly, the Dodgers, Braves, et cetera, et cetera. And
Cubs.
I think it's always tough because there's some truth. Well, we can compete with the Cubs. That, I guess – And we're better than the Cubs.
Correct.
So I don't want us to like be bummed, but I just feel like when it happens, and again, I don't follow the Brewers to the same degree diehard Brewer fans do. I'm a casual. I love going to games. I've been to probably 7 or 8 games this year. I just think that we as fans maybe don't put all of our fandom into it because we feel like it's not fair. And I'm saying life ain't fair. Let's find a way to get this done. That's awesome.
If only we can get Tausch to throw out the first pitch at a game during the playoffs. That's a callback for those of you that listen every day. I know you got it. All right, Jesse, what else you got on the text line?
Another mailman chimes in. We got another mailman in the rotation.
Mailman Scott is like the OG. He's the OM, the original mailman.
Now, see, I think mailman Matt and Cascade when I think of mailman.
Scott goes way, way back to like Green and Gold Today way back. You were just a little high schooler once upon a time.
Mailman Scott says, a little pup. Think the comparison between the Packers from last year and the Brewers this year can be made that expectations are being exceeded beyond anyone's predictions. Let's go a little further on the diamond since there's no kicker to hold the hometown nine back. Mailman Scott.
We're going to blame Anders Carlson when they punch out of the playoffs. Tausch, I guess my question then is, if fans came to you and said, Tausch, I listened to you on Thursday on the show, and I thought you made some really, really good points. So how should I feel? How do you think I should feel as we head into the playoffs? What would you tell them?
Invest. Let it rip. And don't be afraid to get gutted. Lord knows Packer fans are not afraid to be gutted. We've been gutted.
A lot.
And I think Brewers fans, we don't want to be gutted because we'll say, they got $150 million more in payroll. That's just the way it is. Let's not use that as an excuse, even though it's valid. Let's just say, this team's good enough. Let's go get it done. Let's go win it. And if you're not, and if you get knocked out in the first round to the Braves or the whoever, we're going to be gutted. Let it rip. I just feel like we're guarding ourselves. I know I kind of am. Guarding ourselves a little bit and saying, well, if that happens, okay. That's just the way it's going to be because the way the league is set up isn't fair. And I do feel like that card gets played, and I'm one of those guys that plays it.
We want you to be guarding against cancer, not guarding against disappointment. All right, Jesse, let's do one or two more texts.
Another one here from Chip in Cedarburg is kind of the icing on the cake. I'll take Jesse's prediction as good news on the bye. Remember the Dunzo prediction?
It's true. You may be a historian. You're not much of a predictor. What's the official spelling of Dunzo?
I go D-O-N-E-Z-O.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I think you can. It's open to interpretation.
I like the Dun, D-U-N. Dun. Like a movie. Dun.
Dune? Is the movie Dune?
Yeah, the movie is Dune, not Dun. I don't know if he faded out with his connection where he couldn't hear us make that correction.
It's
for
a struggle
not,
for old boy today.
He tweeted out also, like, is 7 a.m. too early anywhere you live? I thought life was earlier on the West Coast because games are earlier and everything. Like, I heard him sigh now. He was frustrated.
at least he didn't break up when he sighed.
The West Coast, don't people get up early to go, like, surf and, like, I don't know. Everything's earlier on the West Coast. That's always been my understanding.
I don't know, dude. They're pretty laid back out there in California. All right. Let's do one more text so we can get to some Packers talk and make sure Tausch is well connected to do so.
Yes, Eric in Green Bay. I had this one up on the screen earlier.
This was a good one.
The expectations for the 2024 Brewers are undoubtedly higher now. They've been a wire-to-wire first-place team for 152 games spanning 5 months. We've won 3 of 4 division titles. They will always be at a disadvantage playing the deep-pocketed teams in the playoffs. Time to let go of the excuses from Eric in Green Bay.
Yeah. Again, we'll see how this plays out. I do think, and I don't blame fans for doing this, and I'm not telling them how to feel. but I can understand why you'd want to protect yourself. You don't want to get hurt again. Because, quite frankly, Jesse, after we ran through those playoffs histories, there were expectations those years. And they've won one game. One game? One playoff game since 2018? One game?
It's tough. Yeah.
I can understand why people don't want to get hurt. All right. We'll shift gears to what we tend to focus on this program, and that is the Green Bay Packers when we kick off the 10 o'clock hour. Tausch, even though you're on vacation, does that mean you're still going to play some prize picks while you're out there in California?
Oh, you know that's right. Caleb Williams, I think this is going all month. 0.5 passing yards, Jesse. I believe it goes through September.
Every Sunday in September.
I'm going to keep rolling with that. Oh, that's awesome. Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. Over 5 million members. And, you know, it's simple to play. Even I can do it. Pick more or less on 2 to 6 players. I went with a 4-piece nug. I might go 5. I might push my envelope a little bit, go 5. And if you sign up today, you get $50 instantly when you just play a $5 entry. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code WI for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code WI on Prize Picks. For a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, run
your
game.
We're a little delayed out there in California. It's got a long way to go. All right, off the 10 o'clock hour. Jordan Love was limited. What does that mean? We'll see if Tausch can translate for us to kick off the 10 o'clock hour, which happens in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.